If you've got three different vegetables in one jar, and then how do you determine at what point you have to do biur on the jar? You have to removal on the jar. It's all mixed up. So Beleza Omer, he says, Eichlin al harishon, when the first vegetable is no longer available in the field, so you have to do removal on the whole jar. Rabbi Shua Omer af al ha'achron, he says, no, you go on the last, meaning that only when the last vegetable is no longer available in the field, so then you have to get rid of them in the jar. But I mean, what that means is that even if, let's say, the first kind is no longer available in the field, you can still eat it on account of the last one in the jar. Rabban Gamliel Omer, he says, Kol shekala mino min hasade, yevar mino min hachavis. He says, you've got to go species by species. So if the first vegetable becomes no longer available in the field, you take it out the jar. Next one becomes no longer, take it out the jar. So one by one, you've got to take them out. And says the Mishnah of Halacha Kedvarav, the Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that you've got to go one by one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, different topic, he says, Kol yarak echad lebir. He says, all vegetables are as one when it comes to the law of beer. So according to him, this business of, if there are any vegetables left in the field, you can eat all vegetables left in your house. It's considered like one big family, one big jar. Oichlin bergila ad shiachlu cigarios. So you can eat also portulac, vegetable portulac, you could eat that. And until the vetches, which are the kind of underdeveloped part of it, until those are no longer available, Mikas Beis Netofa, in the valley of Beit Netofa. So also a different topic. These things, portulac, you could eat while they exist anywhere, even if there's underdeveloped ones in the valley of Beit Netofa, which was the last place that they grew, you could still eat them in your house. You didn't have to do beer yet on them in your house.